Exit by Death.
So I got this friend and she has an uncle and he's a bit nutty, half psychosis, half schizophrenic. And he's been like that like a few years, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. And then she's very upset now because her grandma is blaming her that it's her fault because she apparently gave him some kind of book. I don't know what the book is about, some kind of new age book about something. And now the entire family is coming, raining down on her like a fire. Like, oh, you gave him this book and now it's your fault. It's all your fault. And it's awful, actually. But sometimes my point is people blame you when you don't have any blame at all. Because I think sometimes people, especially parents, don't want to realize that there is an issue with their children. My child is sick, ill, crazy, not. It can be all kinds of things. For example, somebody comes to you and says, hey, your kid is bullying my kid. At first, your reaction is, hey, my kid is the best kid. It's hard to see inwards, usually. It's hard to see that, okay, it's my kid that is the issue here, not the other kids or not the other people. So sometimes people do this and come to you, even as a close family or relatives, and blame you for all kinds of things. And they say, yeah, it's your fault. You did this, you did that. But we have to remember that not always. Sometimes people look for a place to put the blame on. Just anybody that can handle it. As a matter of fact, it doesn't mean you're the weak one that they bully you, they pick on you. As when they come from, especially from a family side, relatives, that, hey, it's your fault, you did this, you said this, that. Sometimes subconsciously it means you're the strong one. They know you actually don't have any blame in this. But subconsciously they kind of pick you still to feel like, okay, this person can handle the problem. So I can just blame this person like a punching bag. So they use this method to unblame themselves, so to speak. They don't want to see inwards and say, oh, it's my fault. I raised the kid. This is my kid. It's nobody's fault. It's my kid. So either a parenting issue or a psychological issue with the kid. And sometimes people are simply nuts. They have psychological issues. There's nobody to blame. Nothing triggers them. Or maybe something triggers them, but it's not the fault of the trigger itself. The trigger is not the reason they are this way. The trigger is just a trigger. And sometimes it could have been anything. Could be a book, a look, a drink, whatever it can be. We shouldn't take to heart these kind of situations. Of course, it's very difficult when it's family, close family members, they're coming to you and blaming, oh, you did this, it's your fault, and you get all riled up too and want to jump back and say, hey, it's not my fault. And it's very difficult to keep calm in this situation, to say, hey, I didn't do anything. I mean, of course, you can say, hey, I didn't do anything, but sometimes it doesn't help to go back at them in a fight or an argument, because it's not about reasoning. They have already made up their mind. This is the person to blame and that's it. Because they want to unburden themselves. They want to unblame themselves. And that's it. They will not take the blame from you and put it on them. And often, maybe, they are much older than you. So an old person, maybe him or herself is also ill. You can't do much. There's no point in arguing. Better be quiet. Better be calm. Nod. Say, no, I don't agree with you, but okay, if you see it that way, fine. What can I do about it? Nothing. You feel it's my fault, then it's your feeling. It doesn't bother me. So yes, you just sit back somehow. But of course, it's very hard to control yourself in such situations. I'm guilty of it myself, obviously. I'm not perfect. That's why I talk about it, because I have been in this situation many times. Family or relatives or even friends come to me and it's your fault you said this or you did this. But if you look at it closer, in actuality, it wasn't anybody's fault. It was just a situation that arose from whatever other situations connected to it. It's just the way it was. Especially when it comes to a person that becomes psychologically ill, has psychological issues or schizophrenic or psychosis. We can't go say, yeah, you gave this person a book, a tape, a CD, an MP3, a social media link, then he read it or she read it, and now this is what happens, it's your fault. No, it's nobody's fault. The person is ill. You have to realize that the person is ill. And they don't realize it. And they come at you to blame you. But we also have to realize discussing this with them, arguing back, will not help the situation. It will only aggravate the situation, worsens their anger towards you. Better be calm. Better keep distance. Not in an angry manner, like slowly keep distance. Calm yourself. You can vent elsewhere to not make the situation worse than it is. And we have to accept that this is the way some people are. They go look for blames. Hey, I got 10 blames. I'm gonna assign 2 to you, 3 to this person, and 5 to that one. That's the way they are. But we are also ourselves guilty of such. Sometimes there is an issue, a problem somewhere, and we subconsciously or consciously sometimes looking for somewhere, something, someone to blame, to remove this guilt from us. Because guilt is heavy. Guilt is a heavy thing. And yeah, some people, even us, even me, I mean, I talk as if I'm somebody special, I'm not. Guilt is heavy. You want to automatically remove guilt from you. It's like carrying something. Sometimes we do it the wrong way. We remove the guilt and instead putting it on somebody else. It's better to remove the guilt and put it down. Don't give it to anybody else. Don't put it on somebody else's back. Let the guilt be where you put it, right at the side of the road, and you keep walking. Be done with it. Yeah, so leave the guilt. Yeah, so don't put the guilt on anybody else. Better just put it elsewhere. Put it in the trash. Of course, sometimes we do big mistakes and we feel guilty forever. And that's not much you can do about it. You gotta carry some weight. We all do. But it's okay to sometimes put the guilt away to accept that, okay, I did a fault. It's my fault. Nothing I can do about it. I apologize. I'm sorry. I tried to fix it. Not much I can do. So no point to go on with this guilt, heavy guilt on you, and then pass it on to others, try to put it on others. At least carry it yourself. Man up, woman up about it. Hey, it's my fault. It's my problem. I will carry it. No need to put it on somebody else. So that was this episode, the blame game, I guess. Thank you and goodbye.